USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rick Perry is on his way out of the Trump administration. Multiple reports out there say the energy secretary told President Trump he's resigning. It's not known when Perry will leave Washington. Vice President Mike Pence says Turkey has agreed to a ceasefire in northern Syria.
The Turkish side will pause in order to allow for the withdrawal of YPG forces from the safe zone for 120 hours.
Pence says the ceasefire will allow for an orderly withdrawal of Kurdish forces who have been helping U.S. troops combat ISIS in northern Syria. Chicago teachers are on strike. The Chicago Teachers Union rejected a contract offer from Chicago Public Schools. All classes and activities have already been canceled for today, and the trial of accused Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz is set to begin in January. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The ratings for the latest Democratic presidential debate on CNN were down from the network's first debate in July. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Tuesday night's CNN New York Times-sponsored Democratic debate from Ohio drew an average of 8.3 million TV viewers between 8 and 11 p.m. Eastern Time. That's according to Nielsen data. Again, 8.3 million, that's down from CNN's first two-night debate in July, when the network brought in 9.2 million viewers on night one and 11.3 million viewers on night two.
Uber is adding a security feature as the ride-sharing company continues to face safety concerns. The text-to-911 system will give riders and drivers a new way to call for help. The pilot program is being rolled out on Thursday in Los Angeles, Minnesota. The new feature will allow customers to contact law enforcement with a text message that has location, destination, and vehicle information. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Members of Congress are mourning the death of Congressman Elijah Cummings, who died this morning following long-standing health complications. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi shares her thoughts on Cummings.
He was in the Congress. Elijah was considered a North Star. He was a leader of towering character and integrity.
Giving every American adult between $1,000 and $5,000 may sound like a gimmick or too good to be true, but according to Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang, it's a deeply American idea dating back centuries. Yang and other presidential candidates have floated the idea but have given very few specifics on how this would be paid for. Former Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe joins Fox News and says we're going down quite a slippery slope when we start handing out free money.
You can't ignore the human condition.
Right.
We're fundamentally lazy people.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be taught, I think, to not be lazy. You know, if you give me a choice, and I don't see myself as lazy, but if you give me a choice of the easy way or the hard way,
right,
I can't help it. I'm going to default to the easy
sure.
way.
Wait, free money?
Free money.
I want it.
So, look, that my only concern, not my only concern, but my biggest concern with that kind of arguing is exactly what we discussed yesterday and just now. Once you say, okay, free money, the next question has to be, why not more? And that's the beef with the $5,000 surge in the middle class right now. How do you argue against that? You simply say it's not big enough.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.